Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, today is Halloween, and parents are asking us that question, should we let our kids celebrate Halloween? Bruce, how do we want to even answer that question?
Well, it's a great question, and we need to ask it as parents, but we also need to realize that in 5 minutes we can't cover this topic, so you're going to have to do a little research on your own, and we'll put some things up on the website for you, pebblesoftruth.com, and some things that we've looked at to put together today's show.
Sure, sure. And Bruce, can you kind of give us a little bit of an origin of Halloween that might have something to do with this decision?
Well, you're right. The origin is very important, and there's a lot of agreement on the origin of Halloween, how it began, and a lot of mixed emotions on how we can let our children celebrate.
Well, why don't we start with what we agree on?
I prefer that. That's good. You know, the origins of Halloween are Celtic in tradition, and they have to do with observing the end of the summer and the sacrifices to the Druid gods. And it was the beginning of the Celtic calendar, and they believed that a god named Samhain, the Lord of Death, would send evil spirits out into the world to attack humans. And these humans can only escape by dressing up as evil spirits and ghouls and goblins themselves.
So you're saying this was literally a holy day for those who worship the underworld.
And mm-hmm.
Are you suggesting that most of these Halloween practices that we do today can be pretty much traced back to these pagan rites and superstitions?
Yeah, I do. But what's important to realize, Cap, is it not only was a holy day, it is still the holiest day in the calendar of many who follow our enemy. Halloween is a real sacred day for those who follow Wicca, for example, and the Celtic belief that spirits are being released is still practiced and current today.
Well, what kind of things should we be doing? I mean, what are you suggesting that we as parents do?
Well, before I make some suggestions on how we can apply some of this, let me finish our historical journey, if I could.
All right.
In the 4th century, the church attempted to opt out of this evil holy day by celebrating the lives of her faithful saints, and they called it All Saints Day, and it was a conscious attempt by Christians to provide an alternative and to refocus the day away from the ghouls and goblins and ghosts and witches and the other haunted experiences.
So what are your conclusions then?
Well, first, to realize it's almost impossible for us to avoid Halloween. It is a media-charged day, and we see decorations up all over for it, and kids love to dress up and kids love candy. So we want to celebrate that part without celebrating the dark side of this day, if that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we as Christians are placed in this world to be light in a dark world. So we need to explain to our children why we don't go out as ghouls and ghosts and goblins, and we want to dress them in some more innocent costumes. A second thing I would suggest is that we take advantage of all this exposure to the dark side to deliberately teach our children and family devotions that there is a spiritual world filled with good and evil, and that there is an enemy of God, Satan. And look at Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians 6. And again, we'll put some of this up on the website for parents to grab. But also to help them understand the promise, they don't need to be afraid. 1 John 4:4, greater is he, Jesus, the Spirit of God, who is in you than he that is in the world. And know that we have victory over the darkness. And lastly, I think if you want to make a conscious effort to counter the evil influence or to boycott Halloween, so to speak, maybe you get together with a church or a group of families and you create an alternative event. Maybe something that would be fun, too, would be to dress your kids up as saints. You know, what would your neighborhood look like with little Moses is running door-to-door or John the Baptist coming trick-or-treating in your neighborhood? So give them an opportunity to positively reflect on their walk with God.
I guess we as parents need to provide an environment that also makes room for heaps of fun while using the day as kind of a teachable moment as well,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate God's protection, provision, and purpose for our lives. So thanks a lot, Bruce. And if you'd like to learn more, go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. But until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.